A day that bears historic witness to a coming together of the literary spirits and political elders of our continental community to interrogate the vicissitudes and dilemmas for African conditions. It is therefore with a deep sense of history and a heart filled with joy that in the name of the Power Executive Council and on behalf of the writers of Africa, I extend to you a warm and hearty welcome to the Power Continental Colloquium on the theme, Language, Library, and the Book Industry.
President Akufo-Addo paid tribute to African writers and called on the upcoming ones to do more to promote the image of the continent. He said that the African story can best be told by Africans and urged local writers to imbibe the spirit of integrity in their work.
When you write, what you write must have integrity. What is written about Africa by African writers must have the ultimate reference status. We have a responsibility to be brutally frank to and about ourselves. There is nothing to be gained from trying to paint a false picture about ourselves as a way of redressing the centuries of being maligned. There is a place for praise singing as an art form, as entertainment, and probably as a source of genealogy. But when praise singing is offered as the official assessment of government performance, then we are inflicting as much damage as those who seek to demean Africa. When our writers produce books,
President Akufo-Addo encouraged the writers to be truthful in telling the African story.
Tell the African story truthfully and with flair. Give praise where it has been earned and criticism where it is deserved. When the integrity of the writer is compromised, the library is well and truly burnt. I count on you to keep alive the libraries in your various communities, for that indeed is part of the urgent agenda for Africa's destiny. Our generation has a special responsibility to be the harbingers of a new African civilization, founded on the values of liberty, common humanity, and solidarity, which will lift the long-suffering African masses out of poverty into prosperity.
The president was decorated with the Nobel Patron of the Arts, with the Stool of Loyalty and Power.